After Dr. Buzdar's review of this question, Dr. Eric Weiner began the discussion.
I have difficulty with any claim that the AIs are less toxic, given the fact that death is usually considered a toxicity. And on every single one of these studies, there are more non-breast cancer deaths on the AI arm than the tamoxifen arm. And I'm not saying that the net benefit may not be there, and certainly for most patients with breast cancer, an AI should be given at some point in time. But I'm struck by that fact, and I can't sit and tell a patient that she will get a less toxic drug by getting an AI up front.
Aman?
The thing which, Eric, you have to keep in mind, that aromatase inhibitors are not going to make the woman immortal. They are going to die. And if you are not dying from breast cancer, you are going to die from other intercurrent illnesses.
Peter?
Let me point out to my esteemed colleague, though, that disease-free survival is always better for the aromatase arm in all of these trials, and that the number of deaths we're talking about is very small and is not statistically significant. Certainly, it's a matter of concern as to where those numbers might go in the future. But when you have a disease-free survival advantage, what that means is that overall, you have more surviving patients, and irrespective of whether or not some of those patients drop off because of toxicity, patients on average are doing better at later time points.